Today's video is sponsored by Surfshark. Today's topic, our favorite boy, Darius M. Now that legal proceedings will be starting in the near future, we decided we would cover more of his videos.
Hey, Darius.
This video is going to be about a woman being controlled by her emotions. Continue to take the red pill. It is paramount. You must do it. Don't skip a day. A red pill a day keeps the child support, alimony, and the court system away. Women.
Due to their phones and dating apps and social media platforms, they can hook up with any guy. They have the freedom to roam about. Remember, girls just want to have fun. All it takes is for your woman to be out and about at the grocery store, pumping gas. She meets a guy and he says the right words to her, gives her the butterflies. It's an unfortunate truth. It's uncomfortable. Women live in the moment. And now your woman is bent over on another man's couch, getting rammed. Who's going to bring her the most excitement? That's what she wants. All it takes is for her to go out that door, give you a kiss goodbye, and now she's single. She's always single.
You need a hug, poor thing. It's poor thing, pal. I was like, oh, this guy is this guy is that. But I really feel bad for you. It must be hard being you.
You know, it's hard seeing women that way and then having to race to them.
Yeah.
When people say, yo, Abba, why are you single? It's because every woman is single. You can't be in a relationship with a woman who could be pumping gas. And then a dude comes in and now he's pumping her. I saw you talking to that girl. You trying to fuck. It's the same thing.
Why you keep on answering your phone? Who the hell is mom? That's my mom. You're lying. Are you man or trash?
Today's segment is going to be about girls' night out, what they do and what this means. First of all, they go in packs, 4 to 5 or even more.
I'm glad you understand what girls plural means. Yes, girls' night out means they go in a group. I'm glad you've done the math, Darius.
They go to clubs or bars or different events just to wreak havoc and cause chaos.
They go out there to be permissive.
Boy, if you don't get the fuck out of here, and you don't get the fuck out of here, bruh, don't. Oh wow.
To be whores. They go out there for attention.
You think guys don't too? With the bling, with the popping champagne? What you think they just want to be with? No, we just want to be with us gentlemen right here. We're going to have a discussion popping that champagne, that Moet, that Don P. What do you think?
They go to a club or a bar with their pack of sluts, and
you know what's crazy about hearing his language and how he talks about women is like he's got 2 daughters.
Yes.
What are the odds God was like, yes, this is what I'm gonna give you?
Yo, God got a sense of humor. That's funny as
what they do is they get in the clubs for free or $5 to $10, while men have to pay $40 to $50 to get in.
And the reason for that is because they want to get more women there, more men, more spending. That's it.
If you guys weren't so thirsty and desperate for ladies, they wouldn't be paying ladies to go to clubs more. The reason why women get paid to go to clubs more, or they don't have to pay as much, is because they win by having more ladies. That's it. Do I think it's fair? No. Do I think it's right? No. But at the same time, it's men's fault.
For the same reason the reason why you gotta pay for OnlyFans is the fault of men. You've been sending pics all there, plummeting the pic industry, right? They could have been asking and paying for pics. No, some of you degenerates sent pics for free. Then the market plummet. And what happened? It's just easy to have. It's just available. And wherever you see pics. And now we could have a business with that. Okay. You know? Only mams.
Then men have to pay a coat check for $10-$15. On top of that, you got to go buy the drinks. So you telling me that's a good investment for a good 4 hours worth of entertainment? That's a light bill for me. That's my cable bill.
Then don't go.
Or choose better spots. I don't spend nearly as much when I go out. So I don't know why you're paying that much. Maybe you need some better discipline with your finances.
It's not an obligation.
It's not an obligation.
If you want to go to the club, then, and it's not for the ladies, obviously, the as you call them, then you don't need to pay all that money, right? You could go anywhere, a little bar, have your beer, and chill. There's no code checks.
I'm confused. He disparages the women. He calls them terrible.
Yeah.
He calls them the worst.
Yeah.
But then why are you going to the club if you don't want to be around these people?
That's what I'm saying. Go to a bar and be with your homies.
You know what I'm saying? Today's video is sponsored by Surfshark VPN. So a VPN is basically an application or a web extension that you could use on your web browser or on your internet to mask your IP address, basically hiding your location from whatever website you're interacting with. Now, you might think, why would I want to hide where I'm at? It doesn't matter. Well, unfortunately, there are places that block you based off of your IP address. And so if you're trying to view online content, download certain things, based off where you live, those things could be restricted. Now, I like watching TV shows, feel me? Sometimes they're foreign, feel me? And when that happens, basically, I use a VPN to be able to bypass that so I can watch what I want to watch, because I feel like the internet's at its best when everything's accessible. If you use promo code ABBA and PREACH, you get 83% off plus 3 months free. So take advantage of the deal, watch what you want to watch, and don't be restricted by anyone's barriers. You deserve to go wherever you'd like to go.
I'm not going out there just to get rejected by land whales or single mothers.
No, no, you get rejected because you're undesirable. Maybe if you knew how to talk to people or you had some game, then you wouldn't have this issue.
Or you wouldn't be so hurt. So, I don't know what happened, bro.
You're referring to all them as land whales? Maybe if you lived in the city, or I don't know where you live, right? Where there's attractive ladies, you wouldn't say that. That's a you problem. That's a you problem. Man, you seem to have so little confidence in game to me that it's just crazy to me that you act like this coach who knows it all. It's like, bro, just because you can't pull doesn't mean other people can't pull.
I remember.
But because you're meeting land whales or getting rejected by ugly women, they're the problem. No, it's because you're unlikable. And judging by your attitude in these videos and the way you talk to ladies, I'm not surprised.
There's someone that came to Hugh Hefner one day, and he's like, yo, damn, Hugh, how the hell did you get all them bitches? And there was girls next to him. He's like, well, first of all, I don't call them bitches. You know what I mean?
If you had a spectrum, he's like on the opposite end of like that red hair feminist who just screams, excuse me.
Yeah.
Excuse me. I'm not done talking. Women hold up half the sky. It's like, all right, bro, we get it. He's the opposite end of that spectrum. It's just like everything you hear. And I'm like, bro, you're raising daughters?
Yeah.
And you talk that way about all women? Every woman is single. They're all just waiting to get pumped. Ugh. You know, there's this idea that like promiscuity is like crazy right now, through the roof. Do you know what the average is? The average amount of partners that most people have? I think for women it was like 7. You know what it is for guys? It's like 8. Imagine being in your like 30s or whatever. You've been with 7 or 8 people. Now, of course, to scale, some people have been with more, others have been with way less. But people act like everyone's just every weekend. Let's go. We run in a train.
That's not what the hell happens.
People exaggerate the numbers so much. Now, is it true that we are more promiscuous today than we were before? Of course.
But we should be.
People are less shamed for what they want to do. That goes for men and for women.
Mm-hmm.
Men are out there doing more dirt. Women are as well. But people talk like, man, she was on the carousel. It's like, bro. It reminds me of how, like, people are like, oh my God, black man can't stop being with white women. Meanwhile, 88% of black dudes are married to black women. It's like, people have a perception and they think, you know what it says? Like, it's like perception is reality.
Yeah.
So everyone thinks it's way higher than it actually is. And it's just interesting to me that he talks about, like, this or that, and I'm gonna criticize these people and criticize this. But then we do a react video and he's like, I'm calling my lawyer. You realize how much of a fragile person he must be to hear critiques
and being like, I'm going to my lawyers, you can't do this, you can't.
You know what he cried about? He said he's hurting my market value because his critiques are making people turn away from my content. It's like, no, your words are making people turn away from your content. All I did was shine a spotlight and add some commentary. That's it. I can't make you look worse than you make yourself look.
And you cannot be mad at the fact that people are shining light on what you're doing when you want people to share.
Yeah.
Someone's gonna share it to us and we're gonna see it and we're gonna shine some light on it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what you want.
people share.
And as much as people are going to turn away from your words, people are going to go on to it, whatever. You got a following. That's cool.
Yeah. I cringe when I see this dude, and it just speaks to the fact that men sometimes have so few access to mentors that they end up falling for dudes like this. It speaks to how our society has failed to give men, one, partially role models, but also two, resources to learn how to deal with relationships, how to deal with women, do all this stuff. It's like, if nobody gonna teach me, the streets will. Whether it's pickup artists, whether it's keys to the VIP, whether it's whatever it is, that's who they're gonna learn from. So I think this speaks to a larger problem of like men just not having good resources of where they can get good male role models and also solid reasoning and ideas behind these things. And I think that's where you see this sphere that's really popping right now, and it's like profitable. But it's honestly, a lot of it's a lot of garbage advice. So that's my take on all that.
I don't have to smear some more. You said what you said. In
this amen. Video. Amen. Listen.
Mira cómo goza, mi morena. Mira cómo toma, yo quiero a mi morena. Mira cómo goza, mi morena. Mira cómo goza, mi morena.